Close your eyes. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. Notice where you feel the breathing in the body. Focus your attention there, and then try to stay there all the way through the in-breath, all the way through the out. And if long breathing feels good, keep it up. If it feels tiresome, you can change to another rhythm. You can make it shorter, more shallow, heavier, lighter, faster, slower. See what kind of breathing feels good for the body right now. You're trying to center your mind, keep it here. This is an important principle in happiness. We live in a world where there's lots of aging, illness, and death. And yet we need to find a source of happiness inside. So even though these things happen outside, they don't make scars on the mind. You train the mind. When we have a funeral like this, people say it's both for the sake of the person who passed away and for the sake of the people who are left. For the people who are left, it reminds us there's still goodness in the world. We make acts of generosity, acts of virtue. We meditate. The basic meditation starts with thoughts of goodwill, actually. Goodwill for yourself, goodwill for all the people around you. These are the things that make life worth living. It's when we have generosity in this world, when we have virtue in this world, when we have goodwill for one another in this world, then the world becomes a livable world, a world that's good to live in, even though there may be difficulties otherwise. But if there are these good qualities of mind, generosity, virtue, and goodwill, human beings become good people to be with. And those qualities are still here in the world. So we remind ourselves of that. Then as we do things like this, then we dedicate the merit that comes from that to the person who's passed away. We don't know where the person has gone. There are many different places where he could have gone. But we do know that if he finds out about this, that we're doing good and dedicating it to him, he's going to be happy. And that happiness lives his heart. There's this way of sending happiness around. Because that's the good thing about the happiness that comes from being generous, from being virtuous, and from developing thoughts of goodwill, is it doesn't have any boundaries. When you're generous with other people, you benefit, they benefit too, of course. When you're virtuous, when you avoid doing harmful things like killing, stealing, illicit sex, lying, taking intoxicants, you cause less trouble to the world, and of course, you yourself become the sort of person who can be proud of your behavior. You find that when you spread thoughts of goodwill, you act on goodwill, you wouldn't do anything intentionally to harm anybody else, anything to harm their happiness. Of course, they're going to be happy not only because of your good behavior, but they see you as a good example. They start developing thoughts of goodwill as well. That becomes their virtue. That becomes their source of happiness inside. So when we do things like this, acts of generosity, virtue, developing the mind, training the mind, the happiness spreads around. It's not like the happiness that comes from material wealth, status, praise, sensual pleasures. Because wealth, happiness of that sort, some people gain, other people have to lose. You gain, other people lose, or they gain, you lose. That's why we have divisions in the world, because people look for happiness in all the wrong places. If you're looking for happiness in the quality, the goodness of the heart, that spreads the happiness around and creates more harmony in the world. It reminds us that the world is still a good place to live in. So we have ceremonies like this, ceremonies where we have acts of generosity, giving the cloth to the monks, taking the precepts, sitting and meditating. We benefit, the people around us benefit too. The person who's passed away benefits as well if he finds out. It's in this way that goodness stays alive in the world. It doesn't pass on when good people pass on. They tell the story in the canon where one of the Buddha's disciples comes to report that the Buddha's primary disciple, Sariputta, had passed away. And this other disciple said that he felt like he'd lost his sense of direction. He was almost fainted when he heard the news. And then the Buddha said, well, why? When Sariputta died, did he take goodness with him? Well, no. Did he take concentration? Did he take discernment? No. These things are still alive in the world. So remind yourself that all that goodness doesn't die unless it dies in your behavior. So try to maintain it in your behavior, and that's what keeps the world a good place. You benefit, the people around you benefit as well.